after a year in office, it would be fair to ask what frustrations and regrets, if any, that I have. My answer would be, I wish we had been able to do certain things much faster and the entire government machinery move more quickly, because as I said, I'm in a hurry. For those who continue to be obsessed by the size of my government, let me, with due deference to the chairperson of the economic management team, my brilliant vice president, cite from his speech 2 days ago at Lagos at the opening of the New Year's school. And I quote, "The question that we should ask is, how can you inherit a budget deficit of 9.3% of GDP, proceed to reduce taxes, bring down inflation, bring down interest rates, increase economic growth from 3.6% to 7.9%, increase your international reserves, maintain relative exchange rate stability, reduce the debt to GDP ratio and the rate of debt accumulation, pay almost half of arrears inherited, stay current on obligations to statutory funds, restore teacher and nursing training allowances, double the capitation grant, implement free senior high school education, and yet still be able to reduce the fiscal deficit from 9.3% to an estimated 5.6% of GDP. Quite simple. This is a remarkable achievement, and this is what we mean by competent economic management," unquote. Yeah. It is that competence, coupled with integrity in the conduct of public transactions, ensuring value for money, protecting the public purse, that are going to bring the dream of a happy and prosperous Ghana, and Ghana beyond aid, quickly within our grasp. Thank you all for coming, and may God continue to bless us in our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong.